Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Denise Leon is here. She's a consultant and a speaker with many years of experience. I'm not going to say how many. She looks way too young to have. She looks way too young to have many. But she talks about branding as often as she can. She writes about branding all the time. She's put her money where her mouth is in her career by being a branding expert for many companies, many of them that you would know. You probably may have read some of her things that she's written about branding. She's the author of a brand new book, What Great Brands Do, The 7 Brand Building Principles That Separate the Best from the Rest. She's our new friend, Denise Leon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
I'm looking forward to the same thing. Thank you for being here. Denise, congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
So you've been working with big companies, and I'm sure you're familiar with small companies. As you know, my audience is small business. And those are the folks that I care about. I know you do too. So I want you to help us understand what the big brands know, what they've learned that can help small businesses with our brands. What do you think?
Well, I think that there is a universal principle about brand building that applies to companies of all sizes. And that is that your brand needs to be more than simply a logo or name or tagline. In researching the brands that I did for my book, What Great Brands Do, I found that great brands conceive of their brands as more than these external symbols or messages to promote. They actually use their brands as a management tool to fuel, align, and guide everything they do.
It's a lever. It's a lever for them, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that, I think, applies to companies of all sizes. It doesn't matter how big or small you are. If you use your brand in this way, you will get great results.
For more than 16 years, I've been trying to help small business owners understand that the big guys don't own the franchise on brands. That every company has a brand. The question is not whether you have a brand. The question is who is defining your brand. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. And how much are you? And I think it depends on how well you are investing in your brand, not necessarily in terms of advertising or marketing it, but how much you're investing in terms of really building a great culture and a great customer experience.
Right. And isn't that a major part of the brand?
Absolutely. You know, I think that when you look at companies, whether they're small or big, what you find, and particularly in this day and age where customers can easily see through the veneer of an ad or a logo, what you find is that the brands that succeed are the ones that have really defined themselves well, who are very clear about what they stand for, and then they drive that through everything that they do.
Well, look at the food commercials for the restaurant companies that you, when you pull into a fast food place, you might think about one of the commercials you saw that would make you think of their brand. But then somebody else might take a left instead of a right and turn into Mama's Cafe, and what they're not thinking about an ad, they're thinking about how darn good the food tastes, right?
Yeah, you know, the little things that you do for your customers in person far outweigh the big things that you say in your advertising.
Say that again. Say that again, Denise. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Denise.
I said the little things that you do in person for your customers far outweigh the big things that you say in your advertising.
Thank you.
People know that advertising are promises that people or, you know, expectations that people that companies set up for people. But, you know, a brand needs to be more than a promise. It needs to be a promise delivered. And when you deliver that consistently and compellingly over time, that's how you build a great brand.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I talk about in my book, Denise, is the fact that there's no place for a business to hide in the age of the customer. And what I mean by that is, if you say you have some capability or you advertise or something and you don't live up to that, you don't get away with that, can you? Somebody's going to out you. Somebody's going to say, I call it the nuh-uh effect. Somebody's going to go on Twitter or Facebook or something and say, nuh-uh.
Right. The tools and information that people have available to them now are very powerful, and it makes it even more important to not just emphasize the way that you talk about yourself, but the actual way that you do business.
You say in your book that great brands start inside. Tell us what you mean by that.
Mm-hmm. Great brands start brand building inside by developing a strong internal company culture. They know that culture is the first step when they want to define or redefine their brand, because culture is the thing that determines whether your employees, you know, understand your brand or whether you embrace it and appropriately interpret and reinforce it to their customers. So until your culture is firmly in place and is expressed and experienced through your customer experience, you really don't have anything to communicate externally. Mm-hmm. So that's why great brands start inside.
Well, and the good news about that is that's where small businesses have their strength, isn't it? We're strongest in what we do, our special sauce, than we are in our ability to fund an ad campaign, for example.
Yeah, you know, the challenges that brands have differ by size. So great brands, to your point, culture and alignment and focus is a big issue for big companies.
Mm-hmm.
What I find for small companies, the brand building challenge there is usually that there are so many options that as a small company that you really have to be very careful about the choices that you make. And you have to be willing to say no to certain things if they don't align with your brand identity. And that's a very difficult thing for small business owners to do because, you know, growth is very attractive and you don't want to turn down anything that looks really attractive. But I think that sometimes you have to say no to get big.
Well said. Denise, tell us how we can find your book and you as well.
Well, you can go to my website, and actually the book, What Great Brands Do, has its own section of my site. So just go to whatgreatbrandsdo.com,
right,
and there you'll be able to find great information about the book.
And all about Denise Lee Yohn, Yohn is how you say her last name. She and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some of the more of these things, some more of these seven things that great brands do. Could be great brands like your great brand, small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.